From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. As the Olympic Winter Games wind down, the Trump White House is loading up a new round of North Korean sanctions. They're billing it as the biggest package yet. That's according to a senior administration official who says President Donald Trump will be talking about the new penalties on Friday.
North Korea sending its own troop of high-level delegates, including a sanctioned Pyongyang official. Kim Yong-chol, vice president of the North's ruling Workers' Party, was blamed for a 2010 sinking of a South Korean ship that killed 46 sailors. The visit has sparked outrage in South Korea, but Seoul officials insist it's part of a process for peace.
Pyeongchang Dongge Olympic.
We believe their participation in the closing ceremony will help improve relations between South and North Korea and help bring peace to the peninsula, including the North's denuclearization.
While Pence's office says North Korea walked away from a meeting with this delegation earlier this month, South Korea says this time there are no meetings planned between the U.S. and the North.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The United Nations Atomic Agency has concluded that Iran is continuing to restrict its nuclear program in compliance with the 2015 International Accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says Iran is not the only international problem that the international community is dealing with.
The problem at the UN, though, is that for every North Korea where we've had effective multilateral action, there's a Syria where the Security Council has been unable to condemn the gassing of children thanks to one country, Russia.
This is VOA News. Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, has filed additional criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and campaign aide Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents, tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. The accusations against Manafort and Gates are not directly linked to the allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 election meddling. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken for the second day in a row about what steps he believes should be taken to help prevent violence and mass shootings like the one that took place at a Florida high school last week. He continues to advocate for arming teachers, saying schools cannot hire enough security.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
In the wake of last week's school shooting, some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles, such as the AR-15, which was used in the Florida shooting. Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of eastern Ghouta. At a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. In Geneva, UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told the Reuters news agency that he hopes the Security Council will approve the ceasefire, saying there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
Bottom line, if we have learned something from Aleppo, time to actually avoid all this and going on in this type of form of tit for tat, in an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in Eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
The U.S. envoy said that while Russia had asked for the meeting, it appeared intent on blocking any effort.
That's the latest world news from VOA.